Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your boy, Ricky Antonio, the winner of the Listener Knockout Champion. You feel me? Shout out to Spadonia Chats, man, on 95.7 The Game. Can I get a water though?
This is still a sick song. It smells like Teen Spirit. It's not their best song when it comes to Nirvana, but it's their most famous, most popular.
It's one of the songs that I think of when I think of MTV.
Right, the music video.
Of the video being so popular for so long.
Music videos used to be a thing. Remember that? Like, it used to be popular.
I do remember.
Well,
I grew up with them.
You definitely remember,
yeah.
Right? But now it feels like it's just, like, I can't even remember the last music video, like, I actually wanted to watch. It used to be a thing you wanted to watch a music video, whether it was on YouTube, VH1, MTV. Now it's like, music video, what? You're still making those?
There's this Instagram account that I follow online. We'll get right into the Giants in a second here, but it's basically states with unconventional rappers, and there's this rapper that's coming out of Wyoming, and the music video is him in two different cars just rapping. I swear, it's a banger.
Okay, I'll believe
I sent
you.
It to Carter to put on the board, not knowing that Carter wouldn't be here today.
What's up, Carter?
Classic Carter.
Yeah, where's Carter at, huh? What's he doing?
Parts unknown.
Well, who's that Yoda?
Who's that, like, really tall, like, gangly rapper from, like, Minnesota? Young Gravy. Ever heard of Young Gravy?
Young Gravy?
Yeah, no, that's seriously.
You're making something.
No, right. That's a person.
That's a made-up rapper.
No,
Young Gravy
real.
And the mashed potatoes?
And they spell Young, Y-U-N-G, Young Gravy.
That's just how they spell it in Minnesota.
Apparently, shout out to Twinkies, man, the Twinkies. By the way, we'll get into the Giants in a second because the Giants did have a huge series against the Sox over the weekend. We got Nick Friedell coming up in 40 minutes to talk some NBA Finals. A lot happening this weekend in the sporting world. And I kind of asked Sam here, in the back, if, like, I was to rank the three events that took place yesterday in order of importance: Halliburton injury, Thunder winning the finals, Kevin Durant to the Rockets. Rank those three for me, Joe, real quick. If you could just rank those level
what,
of importance.
What do you mean rank them?
I'm ranking for you of what you care about with those three things right there.
In relation to the Warriors?
In relation to anything. Just rank them.
OKC winning the championship. Obviously, that's the games. The games that, you know, that's number one. Number two, the Halliburton injury. I mean, okay. That just sucks for the league, right? Kevin Durant, I don't know. Like, I've seen him bounce around a million teams. Like, that's number three for me. Not that it's not going to have major ramifications and I'll walk this back 6 months from now, but as of right now, I would go OKC wins it all. Halliburton injury, which is just devastating. And then KD 3.
Yeah, I'm going Halliburton injury, then I'm going KD, and then I'm going Thunder winning the title.
Really?
Level importance for me. Yeah, that's what I cared about heading out of yesterday. I did just not resonating at all. I don't even know what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander sounds like still. I know he spoke a bunch yesterday. I don't even know who the guy is.
It was a great championship, eh?
Yeah, thank you for the Canadian accent.
To me, it was very... Sam Presti, similar, who's the GM for Oklahoma City, similar to Philadelphia's
Howie Roseman.
Yeah, you know, the GM in Philly. I thought that this was a very big, like, hey, this is how you build a team in the modern day with the salary caps being what they are and how restrictive it is. You need to get a plethora of picks. You need to hit on some young guys. And, yeah, I thought that the Oklahoma City built the best team. They had the best record this year. They went out and did it. It was shaky and rocky at times, but I think a lot of teams, if you want to win multiple championships, a lot of the young teams, that first championship tends to be way more difficult than it should be.
Presti has been doing that and been with that franchise going back to Seattle, dude, for 18 years.
He's been pretty good.
He was hired when he was 29 to be the GM.
He's made a lot of great trades.
He has.
He's drafted a lot of great players. I think that he's done a very, very good job.
Yes, no, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that he's been able to stick there so long and have all those iterations. The guy went through a move from Seattle to Oklahoma City.
I know.
Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, your boy Nick Collison, right? I just had to throw him in there. And then getting the Shea. Like, listen, this team was a dumpster fire for so long. So long, they were awful. And, you know, I'm feeling some type of way also because if you're a Warriors fan, I know this is a different team, but I still feel some type of way about all those OKC fans calling him Cupcake from back all the way in 2017, that whole first iteration there. And then you go there and blow him out. They're calling him Cupcake, and Russell Westbrook is talking his mess. I don't know. I'm still feeling some type of way about the fans over in Oklahoma City. Maybe that's just me. Is what it is. But I want to talk to Steve in San Francisco before we pivot to the Giants, Joey, because Steve wants to talk about the Warriors offseason. 888-957-9570. Offseason has officially started. It kind of unofficially started yesterday, too, with the Kevin Durant news. Steve, good morning. What do you want to talk about, man?
Guys. What's up, guys? A couple things. First, I want to disagree with you. I thought it was a thoroughly entertaining series. Obviously, blows that Hallie went down with the Achilles. But overall, I thought they were two high-quality level plays compared to last year. You got two big brands, Dallas and Boston, which blew. So I thought this was competitive. It just blew the way the Game 7 went. As far as the Achilles injuries, the thing I want to disagree with you guys about is I just think it's just the way the sport is played, just the contortion of their bodies, the movement, the quality compared to every other sport. Most guys, and I played, and you know, I was the D2 level player, it's just most guys are not going to suffer that type of injury. It's just I think the AAU is more wear and tear than the actual pro game because most over the majority of guys are not going to suffer an Achilles injury. And we have, and luckily Halliburton's young enough to recover. We have two example guys, former Warriors, who recovered fine, and they were older. Clay and Durant.
You think Clay recovered fine?
They came back. Yeah, he did. He was still a 20-plus point scorer after he came back in 21, and he was critical to help him win that title in 22 against Boston. KD is still an elite-level player. It's just he's an older guy.
Let me pause you right here, Steve. Let me pause you here.
Those are two of the greatest players.
You've called in with 50 different names. That's number one, because I've listened to your voice.
No, I didn't.
No, I'm saying over the years. Number one. Number two, from 91 to 2022, there were 45 Achilles injuries in the NBA, all right?
Right.
All right. And in that period. All right. That's 20 years. There literally have been three go down in 6 months.
I understand that, but they addressed that by changing the schedule around. No more back-to-backs. No more four games in 5 nights. They spread it out. In the playoffs, you have multiple days in between games. So I think Silver and the league office addressed that. It's just a matter of bad luck. And like I said, most guys are not going to suffer it. But finally, in terms of the offseason, I think Dunleavy has shown he's going to be aggressive, and I expect him to make some moves. You're not going to get a big superstar, but I think there's going to be quality role players, as you've seen with all these teams like Oklahoma City and Indiana, which are going to be critical to helping you win. So I still think that they're better than Houston slightly, but I think Houston improved drastically. I think overall Dunleavy has shown he's going to be yeah, guy. So I expect him to make some multiple signings this offseason. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve. And you thought he was...
He's called in on a lot of different...
You're saying he's Pitbull? He's Mr. Worldwide?
I thought that was Tiago for a second.
Tiago?
I mean, look, the whole point of what we were talking about in the first hour and a half regarding like the NBA is they have to acknowledge that just for a lot of these guys to get into the NBA, they're going to go through the AAU circuit.
Well,
and what is the AAU circuit? Playing way too much unnecessary basketball and unnecessary training and stuff to get... recognized, to get seen, to get put in. Like, it's not what it was in the 90s. It's just not. And so look at any of the kids that you have right now. Anybody who's got a 10-year-old who's playing basketball in a rec league and on an AAU team, like, the amount of games they play in one calendar year is what we all played over, like, a 5-year period, right? And so before you even get into the NBA, I just think that it's similar to pitching in baseball. We put on unnecessary amounts of innings and training on a body that is just not ready for it. So by the time you get into the NBA, you know, whatever your age is, let's say Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is 26. I mean, really, he's put on the wear and tear of a 40-year-old.
The problem is, and I think what you're getting at is that Adam Silver doesn't even acknowledge that there is a problem. He says, quote, again, this was going back prior to the NBA Finals when he does his league announcement, talking to whatever the hell you want to call it, meetings. Quote, we're going to continue to look at it. I don't think there are any magic bullets here. In fact, injuries are considered down this playoffs for what it has been historically. I think it's our second lowest in 10 years. So we have pretty healthy teams coming into the finals now. And obviously, it's kind of, in hindsight, it's, you know, kind of jinxed the whole thing there because coming out of it, Tyrese Haliburton's out for the year. This question comes up a lot. I think I don't want to make a change just to make a change. We'll continue to look at it.
That's the reason I get pissed.
So in the 90s for baseball, we didn't do pitch counts for kids. Mm. It was like, does he look like he's, you know, worn down? You know, is he throwing a little less hard than he was? Hell,
that's still a conversation today, though, right? Like what? With college, like when it comes to these players.
Joe, pitch counts are everywhere. But like I'm saying, the leagues now have mandated specific pitch counts for kids in the youth level. And even then, like I have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of nuance. Like the way your son might be able to throw 65 pitches, you know, that might actually put more stress on another kid throwing 65.
How you throw it, the body.
Exactly. Are they from the stretch? Are they from the windup? Yeah. Are you throwing sliders? You know, are you a max effort thrower? Like, there needs to be some specific, I would say, restrictions regarding the amount of time you're on a hardwood, you know, leading up to getting into high school and getting into college and before your body's fully developed and you need to take some time away. And this is a bigger than the NBA conversation, but the NBA, as they map out their season, needs to have this as part of the discussion with the players union and recognizing, like, here's something that I thought about. You know, Haliburton played in the Olympics this summer.
Not a lot, but yeah, he played. He didn't really like, no, he didn't. Like, I don't think he had a lot of minutes in the Olympics run.
Okay, but you don't think he was training leading up to
no,
it?
No, he absolutely was.
Okay,
yes.
That's all I'm saying, right? Like, who, you know who else was? Steph Curry, LeBron James, right? All those guys went down. Luka, Jokic.
Jason Tatum,
wow. Right? No, but, like, you can't scoff at it. You can't scoff at it. I just think that, like, it's not just what you did in AAU. It's not just what you're doing in the NBA. It's what you're doing overall for your body, and then just the maintenance and the training now and the regimen is through the roof.
So what you're telling me is, Joe, Luka Doncic actually does it best, chilling in the offseason, having a couple beers, hanging out with the boys. Might not be the worst thing for the body, huh? Or is there a balance? I'm kidding kind of this with this, but also not. Like, maybe there is something to just, you know, Jokic going out to Serbia and hanging out with his horses and just chilling for a little bit.
Joe, you're always going to have injuries in sports. I don't care what you do to mitigate it. I don't care what restrictions you put in. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there does need to be a look at, like, how can we do the best?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can to minimize these.
Well,
you can't be without Tatum and Lillard and Haliburton for a full season.
I
and
hear
then
you.
Kyrie to start the year. That's a lot of guys.
I hear you, but I just don't think it starts at reducing the number of games because I just don't think they're going to do that.
I don't think it's just about reducing the amount of games. I think it's about how you space them out. It's about discussion points at the lower levels and things that you implement at the bigs and then trickle on down. I think it's all those things.
Let's go to Chris in San Francisco. He wants to join in this conversation. We got a couple of people calling in. I want to talk about it. 888-957-9570.
Like when I tune in with LJ, right? When I tune in on television with LJ, I want to see the best.
Yeah, well, we all do.
Yeah,
yes, right? Absolutely.
If I'm Apple or if I'm NBC and I spend all this money to have these games, I want to see the best of the best. And I use the Jordan brand analogy. And I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. the Jordan brand only releases so many shoes when they have these releases, and part of the scarcity drives up the demand, and they could charge whatever they want, and simultaneously, there's still of like a coolness factor that's associated with it. Now, could they sell more shoes if they released more? I bet they could, right? But there's a fine line. And I think that there's a fine line when it comes to these NBA schedules, the amount of games, how we space them out, you know, whatever. I watched the Golden State Warriors, and again, they had to play through the play-in. They played 41 games in 83 nights. That's too many. That's just too many.
Well, they also like dug themselves a hole. You're talking about the second half.
No, I agree.
They dug themselves their own hole there and their own fate. And some of these teams do that where they start pressing towards the end. And unfortunately, injuries are a part of the game. You're not saying they're going to go away.
No, you're never going to get rid of them completely.
You're not. And that's why, and honestly, it's pretty crazy that like this is the first significant injury come playoff time, like soft tissue that is, for Steph. The guy's 37 years old. And we're like, this is the first time we're kind of seeing it, which is insane. It's just credit to him and how he's taking care of his body. Same with LeBron, right? He was playing through an injury in that first round. Like, what those guys are able to do, those are unicorns. And I hate when there's people that call in. I'm not crushing it. The guy that's called Steve, who just called in. Yeah. He's like, oh, well, people have recovered from, you know, Achilles, fine. Klay Thompson. Well, first off, Klay did not recover, like, completely. He was a diminished player.
He had two
major injuries.
Kawhi
not
hasn't
just that.
Been the same. Kevin
Durant hasn't gone back to the place that he once was.
No.
He's still really good scorer.
He's still great.
And his body helped
with
that.
But not what he was.
Exactly. He's not. The explosiveness isn't what it used to be. And that's what's going to happen.
So Jamal Murray got hurt in their playoff run. He's never really been the same.
No. So just to say that Tyrese Haliburton's going to be fine after this, that honestly, that's kind of disrespectful to just a lot of the players that were never able to get back to that point, as far as I'm concerned. I'm rooting for it to happen. I hope it happens. But the data would suggest you're going to be a diminished player after an Achilles injury. You're just a star. Like the Adrian Petersons of the world, they don't grow on trees. Sorry. Like those
no,
guys, that just doesn't happen.
And look, are there always going to be like, for example, like I'll use a guy in the current league. I was going to go yesteryear, but like Joel Embiid. There will always be guys like Zion and Joel Embiid.
I just
and,
get hurt.
You know, exactly. Guys just get hurt. Yeah. Like we all know this in any walk of life. Yep. That's going to be in any sport. There's going to be guys that get injured. I call it like the safety belt, right? There are car accidents still to this day, right? But what do we have in the vehicle? We have safety belts to try to minimize the injury of an accident.
Not only that.
Not that you're eliminating accidents. You're never going to eliminate accidents.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Like, now that we're talking about that, like, now we have cars that stop themselves. Like, if you're not paying attention,
but
you
Joe,
have that built in.
Because, even then, yeah. We still have accidents.
No, absolutely.
We're going to have accidents.
We're always trying to evolve is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And try to take it out of our hands, if you will.
Exactly. And just minimize.
Right.
Minimize the amount of times this could happen.
Chris, San Francisco, good morning. You're on
the
morning roast.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Joe. Finally, you guys, the show. I played AAU ball back in the mid-90s. So I played with, you know, I played in the Central Valley. So I played around the time when Deshaun Stevenson was coming up. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Boozer Boys. So when I played, you know, we played like all summer. So I know you were saying, oh, back, you know, the guys are playing too much now. No, right after school, right after, you know, the season, we play summer league ball, we play AAU ball, we play traveling ball, we play street ball. I mean, we played. So, you know, going back and trying to say we should minimize the, you know, the league to, you know, bring it down from 82 games. No, I think it's the same games, same amount of games they played, back then to play now.
I disagree. Right? Let me stop you. I want to have this conversation. I want to stop you. One second. You're talking about playing at the park. That is different. Like my niece right now, who just graduated, was a senior. She had an individual coach. She practiced 6 days a week. They played, or at least, you know, when they weren't practicing, they had games. She traveled, I believe, 25 or 30 weekends out of the year that were non-league schedule. I don't think your regiment was that in the 90s was that same way. Like you would at least acknowledge the training aspects have gotten way more rigorous.
Yeah, 2 days. Sometimes 3 days. We have strength and conditioning training. And
they still have all that.
Strength and conditioning. No, when you see like guy like Haliburton and what's his name go down, it's because it's not strength. They're not getting enough strength and conditioning. It's like back in the day when Michael Jordan was weak when he came to the league. He got bigger. He got stronger. And how many times did he go down after he did that? Before that, he was getting hurt. After that, he hardly got hurt. It's guys are too weak these days. I'm sorry. It's not because they're weak, because the game is more structured differently. It doesn't mean they can't still focus on those strength and conditioning training. They do, but they don't do it as hard as they should. I mean free weights, not bands, not this weird band stuff. Get in there, do some squats, you know, what do you call it? Lift some weights, get stronger. Because those things that you're ripping is because your muscle isn't strong enough to sustain when you're going through
the pain. Christian McCaffrey, who trains harder than anyone, isn't training hard. And that's why he hurt his Achilles.
Well, you heard him. He has to do more free weights. He's got to do those dumbbells, brother.
Look,
stay away from those dumb bands.
That's right. Come on, man.
We all used
bands
to play.
Bands won't make you dance.
We used to play in the yard, and we used to play at the park, and I get all that. But what I'm talking about, like the rigorous trainings that all these teenagers are doing now, I think you're a little unaware of exactly how rigorous it is at the youth level right now. I think we're lacking a little bit of perspective. If you think today's good, go watch a fourth grade game. I have fourth grade videos, you know, VHSs from when we played, and you go watch a fourth grade game now, and you cannot tell me that the skill level today for the youth player is through the roof compared to what it used to be.
Sorry, and all this strain on bodies that more or less are still building and developing as well as they're going through
Sam,
this.
Sam, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. My kid's 1.5. He's hitting off of a tee, like, hundreds of swings every day. Now, he loves to do it, but, like, I don't think I grabbed a bat until I was like 4 or 5 years old.
So our guy, Dr. Rapongia, UCSF Health, God knows his stuff, R95.7 The Game Injury Insider, he touched on this last night, and he tweeted it, at Dr. Rapongia. Between the 1990 to 91, all the way through 2022-2023 seasons in the NBA, there were 45 Achilles injuries.
That's over 35 years.
Yes. These NBA playoffs saw 3 stars go down with Achilles injuries, with an additional 2 players tearing their Achilles during the regular season. That's 5, right? Just in this season alone. Soft tissue injuries define these NBA playoffs. 3 Achilles tears in the playoffs is not normal. Warriors losing due to Curry's hamstring injury, with Denver being impacted by Aaron Gordon's hamstring as well. The NBA has to look at making some changes. That's a doctor, people. It's a guy that's gone to school for a decade plus. He knows the human body. He knows the anatomy. He knows sports injuries better than anyone else. The Chris's, the Joe Shasky's, the Joe Schmoes, the Sam Lubb. The guy knows his stuff. He's saying there's a problem, okay? I tend to listen to the scientists and the guy that know their stuff. I know in an era where we don't actually like listen to the doctors in our country that have actually done the work and gone to school. No, I listen to Dr. Rapongia when he says there's a problem.
And Joe, like, this thing, and I know the caller, like, we can agree and disagree on certain things.
Do some dumbbells, do some push-ups, right?
I mean,
do some jumping jacks.
If you don't think the modern athlete, for the most part, the modern athlete is training through the roof, I just, wow. I mean, have you seen the transformation Steph Curry has made to his body?
Right? Like, there's always those people that'll go, like, your grandpa's of the world. Well, you know, in World War II, we didn't have the luxury to be training all that. We had some jumping jacks, we did some push-ups, we ran up some hills. That's all we needed to do. I was like, sure, that's true. And that was great for what you needed to do.
And I have tremendous respect for you.
Absolutely.
Joe, who has more respect for yesteryear when it comes to being...
You do.
Me.
I crush all the old guys, I'll be honest.
I love the old school.
I crush them all.
I love the old school.
It's different
now. I absolutely love the old school. But I also, again, I've been at the youth level now for over 20 years coaching. And I've just seen the amount of dedication and the leagues and the individual trainers and everything that goes into it. And I'm not even talking about the elite Halliburton level athletes. I'm talking about the kid that's trying to make his freshman team. We're right. Talking about someone who's maybe gonna stop playing sports once high school's over.
Hell,
right?
Betty's playing sports right now, literally just like first and foremost because it's summertime. The kid needs to do something. He also needs to build social skills.
Exactly.
It's actually funny because
exactly.
I was listening to Evan and Steiny. I think it was Friday. They were talking about this very thing when it comes to like parents watching practices. I thought it was a very like interesting conversation because you are a coach. I kind of wanted to pick your brain about this. Like, you know, you're going to watch these practices and watching these kids do things. Like, most of it is just running back and forth, trying to do some fun exercises, passing in basketball. Hell, they were practicing layups on Saturday at Benny's camp. It was the funniest thing ever. God love the kid. He did make it twice. He didn't even hit the backboard. He just flipped into the rim twice. I was like, all right, nothing but net for Benny. Good job. But like, they're starting to do this. And then it's going to be a camp. For some of these kids, it's going to be another camp and another camp after this and another and another.
Yeah.
For Benny, it's probably what he's going to do the entire summer is this, for a couple weeks, and then he's going to be good. And then I think he's going to start T-ball for the first time, you know, in the fall.
Joe, if you wanted to, for little Benny, you could play in a tournament every single weekend for the next 10 years. I'm not even making
this
up.
Which is insane. As a 5-year-old.
No, you could find them.
I know. That's crazy.
Right now, let's say your son liked baseball. You can go on the NCS website right now, and I guarantee you, you can find within 100 miles a tournament every single weekend for the next year. So if you wanted to search out that competition, you could. And a lot of parents, I'm not even mad at them. They don't understand sports. They don't understand the body. They're like, well, my child loves soccer. So I'm just going to put her or him in as many soccer tournaments as possible. And I would just say to everyone, like, all right, this is why. Pump the brakes a little. Little Johnny, little Timmy, little Mary needs to be a kid too. It's summertime. Let them swim.
Right. Exactly. And that's why you balance golf with young Benjamins. That's the one I want to lean in on first and foremost. Benny, just telling you, kid, you could have the longevity, 20, 25 years, hit the senior tour, just be chilling for the rest of your life. But again, golf at a young age also has its own wear and tear. You don't think of it as a physically taxing sport. The torque, the swinging, the body, all of that. There's so many guys that have wrist injuries they never gotten over from a young age.
The back injuries in golf because they're swinging harder than ever.
Exactly. Dave is in San Francisco. He wants to join. Actually, here's a question for you, Joe.
Okay.
Dave, what's your question for Jasky?
I hope I can answer it.
Hey, this is good morning, fellas. A good conversation, but I kind of have to shut it down because you guys are kind of grilling the NBA about what's going on before they even reach the NBA. The AAU level, the lower youth level, has nothing to do with the NBA. These are all parents allowing their kids to play these games to get to where they're at. Halliburton, Lillard, 3-star recruits went to smaller colleges because they had to put in the work to get there.
I agree.
You can't. There's nothing that you can do to say like, oh, we're getting Halliburton. He's already age 40 in terms of all the games that he's played. Coming into the NBA already, you can't. The NBA has nothing to do with that. Now, I agree the NBA needs to stop back-to-back, but you can't stop a kid from playing. You can't. It goes back down all the way to the parents if you want to go down to that rabbit hole. But AAU, anything below that, or even high school, you can't stop it.
So here's what I guess maybe I didn't. I'll cut you off. I want to hear your thoughts after I say this. What I'm saying is that I think knowing what type of player is coming into your league and knowing the amount of wear and tear required to make it, right, through a Division II or a lower-level Division I program and the amount of wear and tear, I think that's where the NBA needs to acknowledge, like, oh, well, you know, the guys that we're getting into this league that are going to make it into this league are already coming into the league with unbelievable wear and tear. We need to adjust what product we're putting there. I'm not blaming the NBA. I'm explaining the problem that exists, and they're going to have to find a way around it. Similar to the NFL basically saying, yeah, we need to eliminate the amount of hard hitting at practice because these guys that are coming into the league, like we're getting guys from Alabama that are hitting way too much. They come into our league, and we've got to limit the amount of head-to-head collisions in practice.
Yeah, kickoffs,
you know?
Too. Yeah.
And so, like that's why all the guys are wearing Guardian caps, for example, and that's why we've eliminated two-a-days in the NFL. So I think there needs to be a happy medium. No one is blaming the NBA solely. What I'm saying is they need to recognize people coming into their league already have wear and tear on them, and they've got to find a way to maximize these guys' career because they're the product.
Okay, can I have a rebuttal question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You have a recruit coming in. You have two recruits. Talent level is one is really great, but he has a lot of wear and tear, and the other one is a tier below. As an NBA team, would you pass on that guy?
No one is saying that. No one's saying that.
Well, in the NFL, and thank you, Dave, like that is a legitimate conversation when it comes to certain positions.
I agree with.
Like running backs that have a lot of wear and tear in college.
That's a good point, actually.
I'm very interested in how Ashton Jeanty translates this year. The guy's had a lot of touches.
Good point.
And we'll see. Maybe he'll flame out. Like, maybe he'll start off really good, but maybe he's 28 and he's clearly diminished at that point. Hell, Todd Gurley, a guy that came out,
Joe,
was amazing.
He had
degenerative knees.
This is a conversation for baseball pitchers. You're going to have the MLB Combine coming up. And if you don't think that they're going to look at the wear and tear on a kid's shoulder, you're tripping.
They're going to have
medical is real.
You will have exactly. The medicals for all these guys are going to be known.
Yeah, I think he's been a little naive on that one.
We're coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We're kind of just talking about the aftermath of yesterday in sports. Obviously, the Giants took care of business against the Red Sox. They took it 2 out of 3. We're going to continue to talk about the NBA Finals and the Warriors offseason because the offseason officially starts today. Nick Friedell joining us in about 15 minutes. Cousin Nick Friedel, our Odyssey NBA insider. He was locked in on this finals. I'm going to get his thoughts on Tyrese Haliburton. If the league truly does have a problem, I mean, five players having Achilles injuries, the worst injury in sports.
That's the one. It's devastating.
And you made the comp to the Tommy John, which I thought it was great. I think
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We tweeted yesterday, it's the check engine light now. It's like, yeah, you got to get that in. You got to take that to the mechanic as soon as possible. And blame is strong.
No.
For me, like, yeah. I said, I'm blaming the coaching staff for not taking it out of Tyrese's hands because the player's always going to want to play. It's rare that you have the player that says, I'm going to sit out. And then what do we do as a society? We crush the player. Oh, he doesn't care enough. Oh, he doesn't. Like, had Tyrese Haliburton. Mm. Like said,
so unfair.
It's so unfair.
It's so unfair.
Right?
Because that could happen. I know.
So we put a pressure on these guys as society, said, wow, look at him. Look at him gutting it out. Yeah, he tore his Achilles, but hey, he tried his best. Yeah, he tore his Achilles. Might never be the same player again. So it's easy enough for us to say. So that's why I actually like when the coaches take it out of the players' hands. They may hate the coach for the rest of their lives. It may be something, but you know what? As a coach, you're going to have to live with
that. But here's where the hard part is, you know, is that these legacies are defined in the playoffs. So I think of someone like LaDainian Tomlinson sitting on the sideline with his helmet on and a coat over him, and he wouldn't go into the game. And we didn't know if the coaching staff told him to not go into the game or if he just didn't have the explosion or whatever.
Jay Cutler, another one, right?
Yeah, Jay Cutler's another one, right? Yeah. And look, I don't think it's fair, but what did all the fans do? They crushed him.
They never looked at Jay Cutler again the same after that.
It sucks, man. It sucks. It really does suck. And I look, this whole thing about like, what's the league going to do? They're never going to taper back. Like, well, then they need to figure out, they have to figure out ways to tinker the schedule, whether that means a slight reduction in games, whether that means spreading it out. Do we really need to start in October? Do we really need to go? Like, think about this. Like, it's June. We're about to be July. July, August, September, that's 3 months off, and then we're going to start up again in October? And these guys are all, what is JK doing right now? His season's been over for like 2 months. He's been in the gym the entire summer. To be a pro athlete, these guys are year-round.
It is kind of crazy.
It's crazy.
It is. Like, when it comes to the NFL,
year-round.
The NFL does it the best, right? I mean, obviously you play in the Super Bowl, but that's the second week.
But you can't.
The second week of February. Then you got the entire rest of that month, you got March, April, and again, I'm not really counting like those mini camps. Sure, there's the rarities where something like crazy happens. Teddy Bridgewater on line one, right?
They're not even wearing pads.
But they're not even wearing pads. They're not doing it. They're just going through the motions. Because you know why? Because they know they don't need to be going 100% all the time.
Football is very unique, though, Joe. You can't play pickup football.
I know you
in
can.
The NFL, like
flag football, but yeah, it's not the same. It's not
like for example, Clay hurt himself playing pickup basketball.
I know.
Right now,
know.
I'm not mad at Clay for doing that at all.
No.
But I'm saying like that. Like, you run the risk every time you're out there.
Oh, what was it? DeMarcus Cousins, similarly, same thing.
Yeah.
Right? He's going through a scrimmage or whatever.
His quad exploded in the finals.
Right? Paul George.
God, that was the worst.
That was for Team USA, right? Paul George. Like, these things happen.
Here's the reality is this, is that we are never going to eliminate injuries in sports. They're always going to be there. But, and this is where I worry about the NFL. 17 games, yeah, I think it's one too many. 18, that's two too many. 16 is probably too many for the human body.
Right.
And yet we keep going more and more. And yeah, I'm going to be the one guy saying, nah, in this in particular instance, I think less is better.
I do think the MLB has kind of, they've been trying to thread the needle with this when it comes to the pitching for a long time. And I do think we're at a point where, and listen, people might disagree with me. I think they've gotten it right for the most part when it comes to trying to help these pitchers out. Now, some people might be, you can't let him go 100. It's like there's a happy medium, right? For who was my guy? Kevin Cash out in Tampa pulling Blake Snell in the World Series. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this the analytics, the data tells us we, you know, third time through the order or whatever, he's at this pitch count, we got to take him out. Now there's times where it's like you can push that to a side. The guy's balling, just let him keep going, right? Until they finally start hitting him up and then you take him out, right? I think for the most part, that the whole analytics and it comes to the wear and tear and the Tommy Johns, all of it, we've done a pretty good job.
We've gotten better.
We've gotten a lot better.
Because they're aware of what's going on at the youth level now more than ever. And they're worried about, like Kyle Harrison, lose my mind about Kyle Harrison in the minors only throwing three innings at a time. Why did they do that? Because they're legitimately deathly scared of this guy blowing his shoulder off at 23 years old.
It's an investment, right?
Exactly.
They want to keep their investment for the future intact. Again, Red Sox might have said the same thing. He's like, hey, let's option this guy down right now. He doesn't need the wear and tear, the mental grind right now of being in the big leagues. Let's see what we got here. We'll evaluate him. And then push comes to shove later on. Maybe it'll be a September call-up, and we'll see where he's at then. 888-957-9570 is the number. But another big storyline yesterday, Joe, was Kevin Durant getting traded to the Houston Rockets. We all saw it. Jalen Green, bye-bye. Dylan Brooks, bye-bye. You get to go to Phoenix, Arizona. Have fun there. Devin Booker, I don't know if he's happy about that. It is kind of funny, though, with Dylan Brooks. He was one of the best players in that series, Dylan the Villain. Now he's gone to, like, exile in Phoenix. It's like, hey, Dylan, thanks for helping change the culture and being one of the leaders of our team. Now kick rocks because we got Kevin Durant.
It's only going to go downhill from there.
Exactly. So they got. So how's that starting five going to look? KD, Amen Thompson, Şengün, right? Fred VanVleet?
Yeah.
And then who else is going to be there?
Jabari Smith?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a perfect player to learn from, by the way, for it's Jabari KD, Smith is KD, right? Yeah. Same build, basically, right? A guy that can score, get his own shot. I didn't think they used Jabari Smith enough in that series.
I agree.
And again, a team in the West getting better around you. You got to think the Clippers are going to do something, right? The Lakers always do something, right? They're going to try to obviously pay Luka first and foremost this offseason. They just made a big trade in their own right, kind of. Mark Walters, now their owner after the Buss family sold. So what are they going to do? What is Oklahoma City? Are they going to stand pat and just run it back? I mean, God, they're kind of set up to do that if they wanted to. What's going to go on in the Eastern Conference, right? You've already seen some of the Eastern Conference team poaching the West. Desmond Bane going. What's going on with JJJ now? Jaren Jackson Jr.
I would love to get Jaren Jackson.
That's the guy. Like, is Memphis trying to blow it up? Devin Booker. I mean, is there a player better suited to be a Golden State Warrior than Devin freaking Booker at this point?
He'd be really nice for the Warriors. Right? He's the two guard you have desperately needed who can ball handle, who Steve Kerr really befriended in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously just really compliments Steph Curry in the backcourt.
Right. Let's go to Ryan in San Jose before we hit the injury report. Ryan, good morning. You're on Spadoni and Shasta.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So, 30 years of coaching, I've watched kids from, the early 90s all the way through.
What sport?
Nowadays, volleyball.
Okay, cool.
So I coached for 30-plus years, and I've never seen kids now. Now my daughter's playing, and the size of these kids, they're in adult bodies, and I'm watching them. I still train with kids on the side. They're so athletic and they're so tall at such young ages. And I think, Shasky, you talk about the wear and tear and, the AAUs. Well, we're training them like they're pro athletes at such a young age because they are so physical. I mean, you walk into an AAU, gym, and nothing against the guy who talked about his AAUs in the 90s. We weren't built like that then. There weren't kids who are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", at age 15. The size of these kids out there playing, it's ridiculous. And so, I'm with you on the wear and tear because, again, I do private lessons, and these kids are coming in, and they want more and more. And it's like, and then they go to their camps, and it's like they overtrain a little bit. And so now the Halliburtons of the world, you're going to see the injuries because there are not a lot of coaches like you, Shasky, or people who actually train to be smart with about like pitch counts. Like when I coached volleyball, we had jump counts. We had swing counts. We thought about how many times they were jumping in a tournament, and then we had to, the next practice, we didn't have that kid jump a lot, right? Because we had to think about injuries.
Yeah.
And I was lucky to work with some really good coaches, but it now is like train, train, train. And so when they do get to the pros, they do get to college, they're worn out. Their bodies are beat up because they're so physical nowadays.
It's such a great call. I had a kid.
Thanks, Ryan.
I don't want to say it, but like he catches a lot. And I'm like, dude, you should not be in the hot sun for 6 hours on Saturday and Sunday catching like inning upon inning upon inning. You're literally in the squad at 13, 12 years old, and you're ruining your hips and your knees, and your ankles. And like, so to me, it's almost like a running back. Like this kid can't move as well. And he's like 13, 14 years old because for the last 5 years, every weekend, he's catching hours upon hours in the hot sun getting beat up.
His hips, his knees, hell, hands. His hands are going to be like looking like Brian Baldinger's, all different ways and getting hit.
But he loves it. He loves it. And I know, like, I understand you want to fuel that. And your child loves it. You want to, hey, I want to give you these opportunities to play. But you also have to go swimming and be a kid. And ride bicycles, and you know what I mean, and like right. Do all that stuff. And his point about we are literally training a lot of these kids as kids; they're kids, but we're training them like they're adults. He's right.
This leads us perfectly into what the injury report, and it's who we've been talking about all morning long. Tyrese Haliburton left in the first quarter of last night's Game 7 between the Pacers and Thunder. Haliburton was quickly ruled out with a lower leg injury before his father confirmed later on. The news we had all feared, which is that Haliburton did indeed suffer an Achilles tendon injury to his right foot. Isn't that calf foot? I don't know. Haliburton had been dealing with a calf strain since Game 5, but when asked if the injury would keep him from playing, said, quote, if I can walk, I can play, end quote. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Cousin Nick Friedell, Odyssey, NBA insider. The offseason is officially upon us. And what is in the future for Golden State this offseason? What can they do? What will they potentially do? And who does it start with? It starts with Nicky Friedell on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.